It's Food Friday, and it's not just any old Food Friday. It's also the birthday of our stupendous Central Time producer, Amanda Magnus. So a big shout out to say
happy birthday, Amanda. We decided to use Amanda's birthday as an excuse to talk about almost everybody's favorite kind of cake, I think. Birthday cake. It's not just the cake itself. There's tradition. There's culture around it. Maybe something that sprung up around the kind of cake we make on birthdays. Maybe the one mom made for you every year because you liked it best. Maybe it's one that's been passed down in your family for generations. You can tell us your family birthday cake tradition right now over at the Central Time Facebook page.
Kristen McGlory is with us now. She's executive editor of food52.com and the author of Genius Recipes. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so with the whole world, it's full of donuts and cookies and cakes and brownies. Why is birthday cake in particular, still so special?
I think because it's something you can look forward to every year. And, you know, kind of no matter what, someone is going to make you what you want. whether that's the cake that you had every year since the beginning of time, or if that's this year you want something different and off the wall, like, you can probably get someone to make it for you.
Seems like birthday cake, that's time where you're going to go guilt-free. Even if you're careful, you watch what you eat year-round, the birthday is the one day that you can give it up for whatever dessert you want. You know me, I give it up for treats pretty much every
pretty
day.
Pretty much every day.
But, you know, there's that guilt-free angle to it, right?
Well, yeah, it's a day that doesn't really, it's only one day of the year. So, like, actually, there are a lot of people here at Food 52 who have, like, a birthday cereal tradition where they'll get one box of their favorite, like, sugary kid cereal every year. So every other day they're trying to be sensible and eat, you know, whole foods and things that are going to make them, you know, feel strong through the day. And then on their birthday, they just go crazy on a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something like that.
Well, at Food 52, one birthday cake in particular has really hit the big time with popularity, and it's something called chocolate dumpet cake. And this isn't an ordinary cake. It's got a history and a following. Can you give us some of the backstory here for the chocolate dumpet cake?
Sure. It comes from Amanda Hesser's mother. Amanda Hesser is one of our co-founders of Food 52, and she's had the dumpet cake served on her birthday for years, and now it's a tradition in her family. And she's actually written about it when she used to work for the New York Times. She wrote about it in her book Cooking for Mr. Latte, and she's also shared it on Food 52. So it's become not only a tradition for her family, but also even a tradition at the Food 52 offices. You know, when a staff member has a birthday, a lot of times chocolate dumpet cake will make a showing.
Now, give us some of the basics. What makes this cake special? How do we make it?
Sure. Well, the name kind of gives a hint at it. It's a really simple cake to make. You basically heat up a few things on the stove, which already is pretty unusual, because normally when you're making cake, it will usually start with creaming butter and sugar and, you know, waiting until the butter gets to be just soft enough to cream and whip in air and, you know, make a nice airy cake with a nice crust. And this is totally different. It starts with you heating up some water and some chocolate and some sugar on the stovetop, and then you cool it a bit, and then you dump all the other ingredients in, basically. So that's where it gets the name dumpet cake. So it, what that does is, instead of being this kind of, you know, airy cake, it's very dense and moist, and it's almost the texture of like a chocolate steamed pudding. But that makes it really delicious and really memorable, which makes it really perfect for birthday cake.
I'm a big fan of chocolate steamed pudding, so I guarantee that at some point I'm going to be trying this cake. And this is, by the way, this recipe is posted on the Central Time Facebook page right now. So we talked about the cake. It's very dense, and you heat up the ingredients. What about the frosting?
The frosting is really simple, too, and it's just two ingredients. It's chocolate chips and sour cream, and they're brought to kind of the same warmish temperature. It needs to be the same temperature because otherwise it might get a little bit grainy. But they're just whisked together and smoothed onto the cake. And that means that it's a little bit tart and tangy, which is really nice. So it's good for kids, but it's also really appealing for grown-ups too, because it's not a super sweet cake or frosting.
It sounds, sounds great. I haven't tried this exact cake yet, but yeah, I will too, probably. How about the traditional, you know, you've got yellow or white cake and creamy frosting. Do you have any favorite preferences for a traditional birthday kind of cake?
Oh, gosh. I feel like everyone has their own you know, they really love, like, the yellow cake with the chocolate frosting or the yellow cake with the white frosting. Everyone kind of has their own favorite of that. I would have to say mine is probably yellow cake with chocolate frosting if we're going, like, a very traditional birthday cake route. But there's actually a recipe on Food 52 that does that, but it does it in a very grown-up way. It's called grown-up birthday cake, and it actually has, I think, white wine in the cake filling and olive oil. So it's a very... like moist and very perfumed cake.
Now hold on.
So that might be my favorite variation on that theme.
Well, one, I don't know if I want to be grown up while I'm eating cake, but two, olive oil and wine in a cake, what does that do?
Yeah. Well, and then there's also, I think, like a thin layer of like raspberry jam in the middle and then a chocolate frosting. And it's grown up enough that you could, you know, a grown up can eat a whole bunch of it, but I think that it appeals to your kid side too.
All right, well, we're talking right now to Kristen McGlory, executive editor of Food52.com, the author of Genius Recipes, 100 Recipes That Will Change the Way You Cook. Today on Food Friday, we're talking with her about the tradition of the family birthday cake.
And we want to hear from you. Do you have a go-to family birthday cake, the one that gets baked every year because you love it or someone in your family loves it? Do you have a birthday cake that's been passed on through the generations? If it's not a cake that you eat on birthdays, what do you eat instead? My kids go for brownies with frosting. Go figure. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking this Food Friday about birthday cakes and birthday cake traditions. What family birthday cake traditions and recipes does your family have? Do you want a particular cake every single year, like pretty much I do every single year? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Kristen McGlory stays with us. She's the executive editor of Food52.com and the author of Genius Recipes. 100 recipes that'll change the way you cook. Let's go right to a caller. We've got Holly on the line with us in Platteville. Holly, hi.
Well, hello.
All right, what's your cake story, Holly?
Well, I'm the mom and wife in our family, so I'm responsible for all the birthday coverage. And in our family, we get requests from fresh-baked cherry pie, ice cream cakes. But when I have to get my own cake, I'm always going for the grocery store marble cake with the fabulous sugar and shortening frosting and lots of flowers.
Real flowers or like frosting flowers?
Lots of frosting flowers.
Okay. Is there an argument over who gets the big flower, the piece of the big flower on it?
Oh, it's always mom.
All right.
Hands down.
You win on your birthday. That's awesome, Holly. Thank you so much. So decorating cakes, Kristen, whether we're getting the store ones or decorating ourselves, is that an important part of the birthday cake, getting lots and lots of fancy decoration on it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you have definite preferences on whether it's going to be something with lots of flowers and lots of frou-frou stuff on it or just kind of like down to business frosting. Actually, the Dumpet cake we were talking about earlier, Amanda's mom always did a very fancy presentation with little piped rosettes all over it and then like a little sliced almond pressed into each one.
Wow.
And Amanda herself, when she's serving it, just goes totally minimalist and modern and makes it a very flat layer of frosting all the way around.
So lots of different options there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob looks puzzled.
You can really tailor it.
Oh, I just wanted to ask Kristen, I'm a guy, if I'm making cake, I'm going to use a cake mix. I'm not a scratch cake maker. Can you make the case? There's a lot of rhymes going on. Can you make the case that I should make the cake myself from scratch?
Absolutely. You should. There's just no question. Making cakes is so easy. There's no, by the time you've opened the box, you've gone to the store, you've bought the box, you've opened the box, you have to add stuff to it. It's not like it's just ready to go. You have to add like oil and eggs, like basically all the ingredients that you would have to add if you were making it from scratch. The only thing that you have in the mix is that the dry ingredients are already mixed together. So there are so many cake recipes that will take you exactly as much time, if not less, that are from scratch and taste so much better. So I think you should change your ways.
I agree. That's two against one, Rob.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not really simplifying things all that much when you put it that way.
No.
There's a cake I make, and I love to have people make it for me. It's one of Ina Garten's recipes, otherwise known as the Barefoot Contessa. And she, I think it's called Beattie's Chocolate Cake. And her secret ingredient is coffee, strong, hot coffee. But it really makes the chocolate flavor pop all that more. Have you seen coffee as a secret ingredient in cakes?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, you know, they'll even use like instant espresso or something, but just having a little bit of coffee will, you might not even taste the coffee, but it will round out the chocolate flavor. And there's actually a recipe, Nigella Lawson's Dense Chocolate Loaf Cake, that I think is just perfect as it is. But when we posted it in Genius Recipes on Food 52, all of our readers who wanted it to be more chocolatey, they kind of went rogue and started adding both more cocoa and more chocolate, or more coffee, excuse me. So, you know, it takes all kinds.
That sounds fantastic. So my go-to for a while, we had a friend who made an awesome flourless chocolate cake. If I had the option, I would request that. Veronica, the one you just mentioned.
It has flour. Right.
But that's your go-to one.
It is my go-to one now, but maybe 5 years ago I went for a Tunnel of Berries one, which had just what it sounds like, a tunnel of strawberries and cream in the middle, and that was amazing. Ooh. But, you know, you had to mix it up once in a while.
And Kristen, it's your birthday. It isn't today, or unless, you know, coincidence. It could be. But if it is your birthday, what's the cake you're looking for?
Oh man, that's a really good question.
So you're not committed. There's not an every year cake for you.
There is not an every year cake. And actually, you know what, my birthday is at the end of August, and so I get really excited about like a summer fruit cake, like a plum tort, that sort of thing. Like Marion Burroughs's purple plum tort is like kind of a dream for me when plums are in season.
That sounds good. Here's a question. What makes a tort a tort?
That is, I am so lost on that question, actually. Like, I think that, you know, because also there's a tort that's my favorite thing that my mom makes me, that is, it's not a cake at all. It's got a graham cracker bottom crust with some walnuts in it, and then a layer of sort of like a fluffy cream cheese, almost cheesecake-like filling, and then the top layer is basically like the inside of a blueberry pie, but it doesn't have crust on the side. And so it kind of looks fancy because it's got these like beautiful layers when you unmold it, but it's not a cake. It's not a pie. It's apparently a tort.
It's its own thing. It's a tort. Well, Kristen, Before we let you go, I know that you've been having this conversation with the Food 52 community, and there's one cake you drew our attention to earlier. One reader had to tell you about this crazy Teddy Graham cake, and there's a picture of this up on the Central Time Facebook page. What was that story?
Yeah, we were all talking about, actually, this wasn't a reader. This was one of our team members here at Food 52 named Hillary Pollock. She's on our customer care team. And we were all talking about the things that our moms made us. And she said that for her birthday, she could request whatever she wanted. And 1 year, she chose this Teddy Graham swimming pool cake that she saw on the cover of, like, a Family Circle magazine. And it's so elaborate. It's got, it's basically like a big white cake that has the middle kind of tunneled out, like you were saying, but it's filled with blue jello so that it looks like a swimming pool. And then there are Teddy Grahams swimming in it, and there are, like, sticks of gum for diving boards and little, like, peach gummy rings for, like, flotation devices. It's very elaborate, but she said that it was a bit of a disaster because by the time that you cut into the cake, the jello kind of floods out, and it sounds pretty disastrous, actually.
But you got to see it. You really have
memorable
to see it. Yeah.
Kristen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That's Kristen McGlory joining us to talk about birthday cakes. She's executive editor of food52.com and author of Genius Recipes.